there are many opinions, many different takes on how this committee should proceed, and I'm very much aware that there are some in the community who have differing opinions, you know, I believe that we have engaged here in this committee those who have been very, very involved in the process so far, and I think it's important in this instance to have those individuals on the committee.
Merrill says the committee will have representation from a wide range of vantage points on the cell tower issue.
There are some citizens of those who reside in the city of Tampa who are on the committee. There are some who reside in the unincorporated area. There is a representation from cell tower industry, as well as development community.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham says he's concerned about representation for residents of unincorporated areas.
Because if this is going to work, because this is a very important and emotional issue for all parties involved, for this to work, we've got to have buy-in from the community, those who are expressing their concerns. How do we demonstrate, or how can you share with me that we've got unincorporated citizens.
But Merrill says there are at least three residents of unincorporated Hillsborough County on the committee.
There are three residents of the unincorporated area. There are four citizens, residents of the city of Tampa. And then others are there because either they represent the cell industry or because they bring another perspective such as development expertise.
Higginbotham says he's also concerned that there's no one on the list that can directly address the health issues many believe result from proximity to cell towers.
We don't have anybody from the healthcare industry. We don't have anyone who can come to this advisory committee and say, yes, it is a health concern. No, it is not.
Many believe the towers cause cancer for those who live, work, or go to school nearby one. Cynthia Schellebarger is an activist with Responsible Tower Placement Tampa. She says the fact that at the moment the committee does not include someone who can talk specifically on the health aspect doesn't take away from its mission.
Right now, the Telecommunications Act forbids any conversation about health. So if that's the main focus of the meeting, it's not going to help us, because then if it went to court, it would be thrown out.
Schellebarger says she hopes for a 1,500-foot setback for cell towers and that health is not the only concern that most cell phone tower activists have.
There are other issues as well, whether that be aesthetics, whether it be, you know, the dangers of a tower falling on a residence, a home, having cell towers near schools that are hurricane shelters. There's a lot of other issues that can be talked about besides just the health.